doing some poetry and some songs. Christmas by Aaron Schubert. Christmas time is fun. Santa is coming here soon. Santa brings us toys. I Like Christmas Food by Julia Hall. I like candy canes. Santa is coming to town. The snow is fluffy.
Peckin' by Shel Silverstein. The saddest thing I ever did see was a woodpecker pecking at a plastic Christmas tree. He looks at me and, "Friend," says he, "things ain't as sweet as they used to be." Slane by Andy Hall. Slane is very fun, and so are snowball fights and Holland Village.
Christmas is good stuff. I cannot wait for Christmas. I will have a tree. Oh, yeah, it's called Christmas by Dean Burgess.
Christmas by Santa by Carl Stuhlberg. People get presents from a man in a red suit with a big sling.
Santa and the Reindeer by Shel Silverstein. This is the hour, said Santa Claus. The bells ring merrily. And on his back he slung his pack, and into his sleigh climbed he. On Dancer, on Prancer, on Donner and Blitzen, on Comet and Cupid, cried he. And all the reindeer leaped but one, and that one stood silently. He had pulled the sleigh for 1,000 years, and never a word spoke he. And now he stood in the snow and whispered low, "Oh, what do you have for me?" "I have games and toys for girls and boys," said Santa cheerily. The reindeer stood as made of wood, "But what do you have for me?" The stockings are hung, the bells are rung," said Santa desperately. The reindeer winked at a falling star, "But what do you have for me?" Then Santa reached into his beard and pulled out a tiny flea and put it into the reindeer's ear, and the reindeer said, "For me, oh gee." And into the blue, away they flew with the flea, and the moral of this Yuletide tale you know as well as me.
Christmas Food by Aaron Burgess. I like Christmas food. Good candy and candy cane. Santa brings good candy.
Jack, would you like Bank to do it for you?
Winter by Jack Stuhlberg and Christine Burgess.
Winter is white and windy and wet. And you like
Merry Christmas by Eileen Fisher. I saw in the snow when I tried on my skis a track of a mouse beside some trees. Before he tunneled to reach his house, he wrote Merry Christmas in white and round.
Mary by Shel Silverstein. No one's hanging stockings up, no one's baking pie. No one's looking up to see a new star in the sky. No one's talking brotherhood, no one's giving gifts. No one loves a Christmas tree on March the 25th. I Must Remember by Shel Silverstein. I must remember turkey on Thanksgiving, pudding on Christmas, eggs on Easter, chicken on Sunday, fish on Friday, leftovers Monday. But oh me, I'm such a dunce. I want Nathan all at once.
A
Okay, now we'll sing the 12 days of Christmas in Holden Village. And me, Carl, Christine, and Jack wrote this song, and we want you all to sing it with us, and it's right there.
Can you read it?
No.
No?
On the first day of Christmas, my best friend gave to me a bell in a Douglas fir tree. On the second day of Christmas, my best friend gave to me two chocolate brownies and a bell in a Douglas fir tree. On the third day of Christmas, my best friend gave to me three ding-dongs driving through chocolate brownies and a bell in a Douglas fir tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my best friend gave to me four kitchen workers, three ding-dongs driving through chocolate brownies and a bell in a Douglas fir tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my best friend gave to me four kitchen workers, three ding-dongs driving two chocolate brownies and a bell in a Douglas fir tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my best friend gave to me six snowflakes flying high and low and low. Four kitchen workers, three ding-dongs driving two chocolate brownies and a bell in a Douglas fir tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my best friend gave to me seven bombardiers, six snowflakes flying, pine cans all in a row. Four kitchen workers, three ding-dongs driving two chocolate brownies and a bell in a Douglas fir tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my best friend gave to me eight avalanches, seven bombardiers, six snowflakes flying, five bands all in a row. Four kitchen workers, three ding-dongs driving two chocolate brownies, and a bell in a Douglas fir tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my best friend gave to me nine maverick shuttling, eight avalanches, seven bombardiers, six snowflakes flying, five hands all in a row. Four kitchen workers, three ding-dongs driving, two chocolate brownies, and a bell in a Douglas fir tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, my best friend gave to me ten elementary, nine maverick shuttling, eight avalanches, seven bombardiers, six snowflakes flying, five hands all in a row. Four kitchen workers, three ding-dongs driving, two chocolate brownies, and a bell in a Douglas fir tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my best friend came to me 11 dishkins washing, 10 elementary, 9 maverick shoveling, 8 avalanches, 7 bombardiers, 6 snowflakes flying, 5 hands all went below. 4 kitchen workers, 3 ding-dongs driving, 2 chocolate brownies, and a bell in a Douglas fir tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my best friend gave to me 12 midnight fire alarms, 9 dishes washing, 10 elementary, 9 maverick shoveling, 8 avalanches, 7 bombardiers, 6 snowflakes. snowflakes flying, pumpkins all the dough. Four kitchen workers sweeping mess, driving two chocolate brownies, and a bell in a groundless fir tree.
Santa sat still, staring silently at the snow. Suddenly, he stepped into his sleigh and said to Susan, "Shovel the sidewalk soon." Then he slowly slid into the sky and started to sing "Old Susanna."
This is a novel.
It's called Santa's Adventures. Santa is using sea urchins now to pull his sleigh. He has one sea urchin, one sea snake, one sea trout. He gets seasick a lot. He eats sausages and soup. Instead of a sleigh, he uses a spaceship. One day, he got bit by a spider. He had to go to a psychiatrist. So Santa went on a ship to the North Pole. Then he went in his spaceship to the stars in space and went to Saturn. There he found there was snow. He went skiing, sledding, and skating. So he had a secret plan. He cut down a cedar tree, he planted another seed. When the tree grew, he cut a section out of it. He sculptured a seal. Then he turned it into a magic seal and flew to Seattle. He gave a Mexican boy a soccer ball, a serpe, and a stingray. He gave an Asian girl some strawberries, a straw doll, a stray dog. He gave a stranger a sunfish, a surfboard, a skateboard. He gave a Saudi Arabian girl some sweet tea, some sweet corn, a switchblade knife, So Santa went in his spaceship to the North Pole, and he made a swimming pool there. Mr. and Mrs. Santa decided to get a whole bunch of animal pets. They had 6 Siamese cats, 6 skunks, 6 skylarks, 6 sloths, 6 snowshoe rabbits, snowy owls, 6 sperm whales in their swimming pool, 6 squirrels, 6 swans, 6 sea lions, and 6 otters. Santa started to play the saxophone. He played silly songs. One day, Santa saw a St. Bernard and a salamander. He took them into the other pets. Santa decided he should be a scuba diver. So he went to the Arctic Ocean and went scuba diving in the Arctic Ocean. He saw salmon, seahorse, sea urchin, several shrimp, a school of skate, some sperm whale, stingray, sucker, sunfish, and swordfish. Santa had fun scuba diving. Santa decided to go to the South Pole. To get there, he went to South America and then down to the South Pole. Santa wanted to go to the South Pole so he could tame seals. After Santa tamed the seal, he named his favorite one Sam. Sam was a good seal. He ate salmon and Sam was happy and healthy. One day, Santa and Sam looked in a spyglass and saw a sperm whale. They called the sperm whale over and Santa said to the whale, "Get us to Mrs. Santa at the North Pole." The whale did what Santa said. When they were in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, they saw a big cyclone. Santa said, "Go under the water," and the whale did. But first Santa had to put on his scuba diving equipment that he had brought along just in case. They went under the water, but the sperm whale got tired after they had passed the cyclone, and they had to stop at San Francisco. Santa signed autographs, and they went to bed on a sofa. Then they woke up, it was 1 a.m., and they snuck out, and Santa, Sam, and the sperm whale set out again. Santa said, "Full speed ahead," and the whale zoomed off. When Santa got to the North Pole, Santa said hi to his wife, and they had supper and fed his animals He fed Sam and the sperm whale. Then Sam and the sperm whale said, "We have to go back to the South Pole now." So Santa and Mrs. Santa said goodbye, and the sperm whale and Sam left. After that, Mr. and Mrs. Santa went sailing in a sailboat so Santa could catch salmon so they could have it as a snack. When they got back, they got a surprise. They found 16 starfish on the sofa and a note. It was from Sally, their next door neighbor. One day Santa was walking and he saw a fossil of Stegosaurus in stone. Santa screamed when he saw it. It was Santa's little secret. He put a sign up so if anyone saw it, they would know it was his. One day he saw a slink worm on it and left and let it be. Santa decided he did not want to go on any adventures anymore. So Santa decided to play silly songs on the saxophone again, and Mr. and Mrs. Santa lived at the South Pole now and lived happily ever after.
Beyond Winter by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Beyond the winter glaciers, I see the summer glow, and through the wild piled snowdrifts, the warm rosebuds below.
Consistently with candy canes, caramel corn, and candy. Crunchy snow with a candle on the stove, crazy streets, carnivals, and lots, lots more. Julia Hall. Santa sat in his sleigh and started sailing straight to the city of Seattle. He sent me a sandwich from Silly Street, South Seattle. It was a sloppy sandwich with spaghetti sauce. It was super. The Children's Carol. Here we come again, again, and here we come again. Christmas is a single pearl swinging on a chain. Christmas is a single flower in a winter wood. Christmas is a single star in the empty sky. Christmas is a single song sung for charity.
Thank you.
is called Old Mr. Woodpecker.
Stupid Santa sat on a seesaw, sucking a strawberry sucker in the blazing sun. Suddenly he started to sting Sally, who was on the seashore, singing and selling seashells. She was standing on stepping stones, drinking Sprite, when she felt the sting. And she said, "Santa, you're so stupid." "Santa, you're so stupid." And pushed him off of the seashore and into the sea, and he was eaten up by a sunfish.
Okay. Mine's called Sam by Dean Burgess. Santa shot through the snow and his sleigh was Spunk. He was smart and he knew about a smart aleck named Sam. Sam put up his sock as a stocking and started to spy on Santa. Slinking without supper, he started to slumber in some slime. Something startled Sam. He saw a superb surfboard, a sleeping bag, soccer ball, Skittles, silly saucer, slides, and a sled from Safeway. Then Sam saw a surprise. The superb super surfboard, sleeping bag, soccer ball, Skittles, silly saucer, slides, and the sled from Safeway were for his sibling. He started to scream, swear, and shout because he got a slingshot, sushi, slimy salami, and army surplus. So he stole his siblings' prizes.
Twas the night before Christmas at Holden by me, Andy, Julia, and Aaron. Twas the night before Christmas at Holden, and all through the chalets, not a creature was stirring, not even a chipmunk. The wool socks were hung by the fireplaces with care, in hopes that their parents went out and bought presents. The community was snuggled in their beds, with visions of puppies dancing in their heads. With Mama at her knitting and Dad at his coffee, we had just settled our feet for a long night's sleep. When out on the roof there arose such a clatter, St. Nick was caught in a riffle latch. I sprang from my wool blanket to see what triggered the riffle latch. Right to the window I ran and ripped open the plastic and knocked down the icicles. The moon on the feet sticking out of the snow, and what to my wondering eyes should appear, Santa buried in the snow. I grabbed my presents and helped unbury Santa, and there was 8 tiny reindeer and a miniature sleigh, and I heard a shout, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. A visit from St. Nicholas. A Visit from St. Nicholas by Clement Clark Moore. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
Mama at her kerchief and me at my cap had soiled our brains for a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn there rose such a clutter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter.
Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday objects below.
And what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick.
More rapid than eagles, the courser they came. And he whistled, shouted, and called them by name.
Now, Dasher. Don. Donner and Blitzen. My comet on Cupid. I'm Donner.
Dash away, all. The violin before the wild hurricane fly, they meet with an obstacle mount to the sky.
To the house top. So up to the house top, the horses they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too.
Then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing of pawing of each little hoof.
As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
He
was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all furnished with ashes and soot.
A bundle of toys he flung on his back, and he looked just like a peddler just carrying his sack. Opening sack.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke encircled his head like a wreath.
He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
A wink of his eye, a twist of his head, it soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work. He filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk.
And laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose.
He sprang from the sleigh, to his team gave a whistle. And away they all flew like the down of a thistle.
But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight.
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.